Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou would ascend him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Luke 16:27-31. The rich man has died, and in hell he lifts up his eyes, being in torment. The rich man looks across the gulf that separates himself from Abraham and Lazarus. The desire of the rich man is that Abraham would send Lazarus from the dead to warn his brothers of this place of torment. But Abraham tells him that they have the opportunity of hearing Moses and the prophets. While we live in this life, we have the opportunity to hear the gospel and be saved. Death will take away all opportunities. There is the grave danger that we can overlook and neglect our opportunity of salvation. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Romans 13:12. There must be an urgency about salvation, for life and opportunity can vanish in a tick of the clock. The Bible responds to our procrastination of obedience to the word of truth. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Hebrews 2:3. The scripture is filled with examples of those who neglected the salvation from sin and eternal destruction. The rich man learned too late that God must be respected and his truth must be obeyed. His unconcern on earth became his concern in hell, but it was too late. Procrastination and neglect are major obstacles to eternal salvation. The response to the gospel message in Athens was, And when they heard of the resurrection from the dead, some mocked, and others said, We will hear thee again of this matter. So Paul departed from among them, Acts 17:32-33. Waiting for another opportunity is very dangerous. We must be persuaded of heaven's truth and respond with obedience. There is no promise nor any guarantee of other opportunities. We are but a step from the eternal land. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. 1 Thessalonians 5:6. Talks in the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.